This is John Batchelor. Wonderful conversation with Daniel Claude. It's koala time of year down under. It is summertime, and the koalas are playful. The little joeys have been born. The moms carry the joeys around for years. The koalas live in eucalyptus trees. They eat eucalyptus leaves, which are really tough, filled with resin. And here, Daniel Claude introduces us to the evolution of koala teeth. She describes pinking shears. That's how sharp they are to deal with the eucalyptus leaves. The eucalyptus trees are also a danger to koalas. Every time I see bushfires now, I worry about the koalas who live in those bush trees, in those eucalyptus trees, and the bushfires sweep over them and they don't protect themselves. They stay with the tree. Very sad business. In any event, koalas, not bears, they're marsupials, and the joeys are very cute. Koala teeth. What does it tell us about eucalyptus trees and koalas? A deal about that they've evolved together. Here's Daniel Claude to explain. Much more of this later tonight.
Yeah, when we talk about koalas or fossils, Australia doesn't have a fabulous fossil record just because of the particular geological conditions we have. So the fossils we find of koalas are typically their teeth. And the teeth are the hardest part, or they're the hardest bone, as it were. So they're the things that survive. Fortunately, teeth do tell us quite a lot about what an animal eats. And the complexity of the teeth, especially for herbivores, tells us how hard the food is that they're eating. A lot of the early koalas have relatively simple teeth. The cusp, if you feel your molars with your tongue, you can feel there's lots of ridges and sharp edges. Well, if you know koalas, it's even more. They're like scissors, so they've got these crenulations in their teeth, and when they slice through a gum leaf, it's like a pair of pinking shears. You know, the scissors dressmakers use that make a zigzag pattern, so they're chopping up the leaves like that. Those really complex crenulations are a characteristic of modern koalas and not of the older species. So we can assume that that's related to the increasingly tough leaves of the eucalypts that modern koalas are adapted to. And eucalypts and modern koalas appear at about the same time, which is an interesting coincidence in the fossil record. So they seem to be very closely related in terms of their evolution.
We go to the lake.